Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Overdose in South Wichita, two people dead. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A head-on crash in Harvey County kills one with another injured. Details are coming up.
The shopping continues with Cyber Monday. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. If you missed the chance to walk up some Thanksgiving calories this weekend, you have a better opportunity today with fairly nice weather. Our full forecast is coming up.
President Biden's outgoing chief medical advisor says there are still viral concerns this winter that can impact the health of Americans.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said on ABC's This Week, it's the trifecta that people should be wary of as the weather gets colder. Two-thirds of them, COVID and the flu, have effective vaccines out there.
We don't have a vaccine for RSV. This is particularly problematic for children 5 years of age and younger, and for the elderly.
Dr. Fauci says RSV can be avoided in a similar fashion as avoiding COVID by staying away from crowds, wearing masks, and washing hands. Dr. Fauci plans to retire as head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in about a month. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Police are investigating two apparent overdose deaths in South Wichita yesterday. Officers were dispatched to an encampment in the 2900 block of South Washington near the John Mack Bridge. 20-year-old Stevie Metz, a female, and a 35-year-old man were dead on the scene. A 25-year-old man and a 41-year-old woman were also located nearby, unresponsive and unconscious. They were taken to the hospital in grave condition. The investigation is still in its preliminary stages. However, police believe this to be a case of fentanyl poisoning.
Firefighters battled a house fire Sunday evening in the 200 block of South Euclid in southwest Wichita. First responders tweeted that heavy fire was visible from the back of the residence. Neighbors reported hearing explosions. A grill with a propane tank was found in the back of the house. No injuries reported. Power was knocked out in the area temporarily.
One person is dead after a Saturday evening crash in central Wichita. That happened in westbound Kellogg near Hydraulic after a single vehicle left the roadway and crashed. The victim's name has not been released.
A wrong-way crash in Harvey County killed one person and injured another.
The accident happened just after midnight Sunday on southbound I-135, about a half mile south of U.S. 50 at milepost 29.3. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a vehicle driven by 45-year-old Jeremy Sagerty of Wichita was traveling northbound in the southbound lanes. He crashed head-on into another vehicle driven by 50-year-old Christian Walker of San Francisco, California. Sagerty died at the scene, while Walker suffered minor injuries. The KHP is investigating why Sagerty was driving the wrong way. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A 16-year-old boy died in an ATV crash near Marion Saturday night. A two-vehicle crash in Marion County Friday afternoon claimed the lives of three people. More shopping deals today. It's Cyber Monday.
This year, retailers started their holiday sales, including online, as early as October, though Cyber Monday is when some companies offer deep discounts on electronics. Research firm Adobe Analytics says last year, consumers spent $10.7 billion on Cyber Monday, with toys, video games, and electronics among the top-selling categories. Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, says it's also a big day for scammers.
Look at your bills, look at your receipts, and make absolutely sure that everything you thought you bought, you actually bought.
Consumer Reports recommends you use apps to track prices and stick to a budget. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs in action at home yesterday afternoon. We've got highlights coming up in sports.
Merriam-Webster has chosen gaslighting as its word of the year for 2022. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Radio station BTSNOOP.
No makeup on, I let it. You thought my beautiful, I swear you make
the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. One person is dead, four others injured in a shooting at an outdoor basketball court at Florida A&M University Sunday.
The shooting took place around 4:30 p.m. at a student rec center on the school's campus. This woman says violence like this is rare in the community.
Tallahassee is mostly a town full of students going to college, so it's kind of scary when, you know, we're navigating all the time. We're always moving, always on the go. You don't know where is safe, where is not safe.
University issuing a press release saying none of those shot was from the school and that there is no ongoing threat to the university. Police are still searching for a suspect or suspects. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The city of Chesapeake, Virginia has scheduled a candlelight vigil honoring the victims of the mass shooting at a Walmart. This evening's remembrance comes 6 days after the rampage that claimed six lives in the city of about 250,000 people near the Virginia coast. Six other people were wounded.
Merriam-Webster has chosen gaslighting as its word of the year for 2022. Lookups for gaslighting on the dictionary's company's website increased this year by more than 1,700% over 2021. Merriam-Webster's Peter Sokolowski tells the Associated Press Monday's unveiling that lookups were pervasive all year long. Typically, there's a single event that drives searches. The word refers to a form of psychological coercion, gaslighting.
The post office's favorite holiday tradition is back.
Santa is going to be busy once again thanks to the United States Postal Service as Operation Santa is back. Operation Santa allows kids from anywhere in the country to write a letter to Santa asking for a gift. Adoptees pick the letter they like the most on the Operation Santa website, package up a gift, and drop it off at the post office.
You'll never know the last name of the child, you'll never know their address, but you will know that you're making a difference in someone's life.
That's Rod Spurgeon with USPS, who says with economic issues like inflation, the service could be in more demand this year. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The traffic volume is picking up in Wichita right now. Saw quite a bit of traffic north and southbound on I-135 right around Kellogg. And now a report of a stalled out vehicle northbound I-135. It's at the ramp from 21st Street. Watch for a potential slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
We're doing just fine.
Good.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, had a nice holiday break. Hopefully everybody else out there had a nice one too. Might be a little bit more tough getting out of bed and getting outside this morning after having that long weekend, I'm sure, for a lot of people out there. But as we get, you know, back into our weekly routines, it does look like Mother Nature helping us out a little bit when it comes to our forecast. Not really expecting our Monday to be too eventful weather-wise, so that means should be smooth going, at least in that department, as we have mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Skies are completely clear right now. By the end of the day, though, maybe a few more clouds pushing in. Our high temperature after a cold start, pretty nice and mild out there. High 56 degrees, actually a little bit above average for this time of year. South wind, 10 to 25 miles an hour. Winds are light now, but you'll gradually notice that breeze picking up a little bit more. We'll have a mix of clouds and stars tonight with a low of only 44 degrees. Shouldn't be too chilly by the time we wake up early tomorrow. That breeze, though, going to continue out of the south as our next system approaches. We're going to stay dry during the day tomorrow while we get back up to a high of 56 degrees. But then by the time we get into our Tuesday night, as a front swings through, possibly sparking a rain snow shower, So far, we're only looking at around a 10% chance. So we'll have a better shot at staying dry. And then much colder, the bottom drops out the middle of this week after that front comes through. We're going to go from 56 on Tuesday all the way down to 38 degrees for a high on Wednesday. So be ready for that weather whiplash. Shouldn't take too long to warm back up. 46 Thursday, 59 Friday, 52 Saturday, and 57 Sunday. After tomorrow as well, it does look like things are going to be pretty dry out there. So safe to say, you can go ahead and start making those weekend plans now. Right now, 29 degrees with fair skies, south wind at 8 miles an hour. Nice bright start to the day, but just cold out there to start.
All right, thanks, Stan. Sounds like a good forecast for the rest of the week, Ronell. Thank you, sir. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Stephen, 10 of the morning here, 7:13 here on this Monday morning.
I'm not sure I'm wild about Wednesday's forecast.
Wednesday, a little nippy, but not too bad. It could be 10 below. It could always be.
I know. Good point. Good point.
We've had some pretty nice weather so far this year, but I know it's going to get nasty pretty soon. Today is Monday, November 28th, 2022. On this date in 1961, Ernie Davis of Syracuse University became the first African-American to be named a winner of the Heisman Trophy.
Great player.
In 1961, Ernie Davis from Syracuse. Let's see here. What else we got going on? I had a ran over something in the street last week with my tribute to my 20-year-old car.
Oh, no.
20-year-old, 22-year-old car.
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
And all of a sudden, I kept hearing this bumpity-bumpity left
That's
rear.
That's not what you want to hear.
So I went on out to Barnes & Noble, came back, and, you know, it was driving me crazy, but I got out and looked under there, and kind of looked under the wheel of the left rear. I couldn't see anything wrong.
Yeah.
But as I bounced it up and down, it was making a funny noise. I had a suspicion of what it was, but I decided to take it to an expert. So I took it to a place called Joy's Service, J-O-Y. It's on Tyler Road, Tyler and Central, out near where I grew up, about 6 blocks from my boyhood home. And Joy's been there forever, since 1968. So I was very well aware of the current Joy and his dad. Mark is his name. I've been around that place for years, and I just went in there and kind of he said, "Yeah, you got a shock absorber. It's out, and you're going to need to have two of them put on there." So I said, "Oh, fine with me. I'm going to take it in today, get it all fixed up."
Okay.
But I did find out that after I talked to him a little bit, he asked me for my name, and all of a sudden he recognized who I was. And he's a great listener. Mark listens to us almost every day, I think. Okay, Mark,
we're going to
give you a shot at that old buggy and see what you can do, okay? You know, for 3 weeks in the summer of 1958, protesters sat defiantly at the lunch counter of Wichita's Dockham drugstore, waiting to be served. Wichita's NAACP Youth Council staged the first successful student-led sit-in of the civil rights movement, leading the drugstore chain to desegregate all of its Kansas lunch counters 19 months before the better-known Woolworth sit-in in Greensboro, North Carolina. Almost 2 years ahead of that, Wichita was it never gets recognition here like it does across the country for Greensboro. Anyway, the city now has committed $1 million to remodel a downtown park to tell that story and highlight more of the Wichita Black history. Finley Ross Park, that's a half acre of land just east of Century 21, Douglas. I know you know what I'm talking about. New home for the 20-foot-long bronze sculpture by George Gerber that depicts the desegregated lunch counter. It was removed from Chester I. Lewis Reflection Square Park last September and moved down to this other place. So I'm sure it's going to be a nice area. I'm glad to see him doing that. That's something needs to be recognized, what those young people did. Took a lot of guts.
Sure did.
1958, of course, I wasn't living here. I was living in Kingman at the time. I was a kid. I had no idea this was going on. Yeah, not a bit. So thank you for what you did back there in 1958. Teddy, a Florida woman, has filed a $5 million lawsuit against Kraft Heinz.
Yeah.
Alleging that the company misled consumers about how long it takes to prepare their Velveeta microwavable mac and cheese cups. The primary plaintiff in the case, class action lawsuit, Amanda Ramirez, claims Kraft Heinz violated the law when it said Velveeta shells and cheese cups took 3.5 minutes to prepare. Ramirez is seeking at least $5 million in damages, including statutory and punitive exclusive of interest and costs. Yes, that's something to be annoyed about. They've misled her on how long it takes. Was it a minute longer? 30 seconds longer?
That's it?
That's
$5 million for
five
that?
$5 million for, you know.
How fast can the judge throw out this lawsuit?
I imagine pretty quickly. They got a problem in Houston this morning. The public school's all closed. City has issued a boil water notice.
Uh-oh.
Due to a loss of water pressure at a purification plant. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, sure does.
How much have we had that around here this past few months? Yeah, they're having a big problem in Houston. Oh, the kids are getting
it's got to be a massive school
kids
system.
Kids are getting a water day.
Yeah, getting an extra day tacked on to Thanksgiving break.
Sure are. All right, Christmas cash at Taco Bell. I was at Central and Edgemore this past Friday. Andre, the manager there, and a young woman in the car was very appreciative of $98 in cash.
Very nice.
Doing that again later this week on Friday. And Ted, you were representing KFH here. You've been giving away some money for Taco Bell as well, right?
Did on last Friday to Raul.
Raul, yeah, yeah.
Working on the day after Thanksgiving, and his trip to Taco Bell paid off. Got him $124.
Coming through that drive-thru. Let's see, what else today? Last week, was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. Went to Topeka. My twin granddaughters, Mary and Jocelyn, of course, are on the cheerleading team at Carroll, Bishop Carroll. And they went up there, and their friend Nat, Natalie, for a cheering competition, statewide cheering competition.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelly and I went up in a van driven by Sarah Purcell, which is Natalie's mother. And she's an excellent driver, by the way. And Shelly and I went, and Stacy, and we went up there and sat through all these cheerleading things. And then at the end, I must have been 300 girls up there, 300 kids. There were some boys, too. It must have been 300 up there at that Stormont Vale center there.
At the arena, yeah.
At the arena. And, I couldn't tell much difference between some of them, but Carroll didn't even finish in the top six. But there were only two teams from anywhere but Kansas City and Topeka up there. Wichita, and there was one from Hayes. And I think that was it. So, anyway, the girls.
Well, it's a big expense to go up there.
Long day, and but we came away without anything. It was a fun time, though. I got to stop at the rest up there at Matfield Green. I didn't get to go out and see the Canute Rocket exhibit, but I bought a special.
I think they tore that down.
Did they really?
That's what I've heard. There used to be a really pretty nifty Canute Rocket exhibit inside there. I think somebody told me it's gone.
I wasn't paying much attention. I was in their gift shop picking up a fine little gift for our gift exchange here at the station when our company party is about 2 weeks from now. Got an interesting little gift.
Okay. Very good.
All right, it's getting running late here. 7:20, Stephen 10 in the morning. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward. Chiefs last night playing the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, the Chiefs up at Arrowhead Stadium yesterday afternoon taking on the Rams. And, the Chiefs only found the end zone twice. Kept a lot of times, probably feel like they left a lot of points on the field, settling for field goals instead of touchdowns. But the Rams weren't doing much on offense either, so the Chiefs just had to score enough to win this one. Mitch Holtis had the call of the game. You heard it all right here live on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Kansas City first down and goal to go at the 3, leading 13-3, well into the third quarter. Noah Gray in motion behind Mahomes. Handoff, Pacheco plunging into the line. Pacheco, touchdown! Kansas City! Pacheco, his second rushing touchdown of his rookie season, plunging into the line for 3 yards.
And the Rams didn't have much of an offensive punch at all. They're down to backup quarterback situations and a depleted roster. And the Chiefs defense took advantage.
Rams have two timeouts remaining. Chiefs lead 23-10. Bryce Perkins stays in the pocket this time. Pass is tipped at the line of scrimmage. Intercepted. Nick Bolton is second in as many weeks at the 30-yard line. And down to the Rams 26-yard line. Carlos Dunlap with the deflected pass, one of the top three in NFL history in that regard, tips it, and Bolton with the pick. He'll get used to getting these interceptions every week.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes did throw for more than 300 yards, but He says he blames himself for mistakes during the game.
Especially in the red zone, we got to execute at a higher level. I got to execute at a higher level, and I got to stop. I got to take out like the one dumb play I make every game, it seems like. So if I can take that out, I think we'll be all right. No, it wasn't a no look. I was going to throw it to Trav, and then at the last second, I didn't think I could get it in. It was one of those, like, I try to pull it down a little bit, and I threw it directly into the dude's stomach. So just got to make sure that I don't do that, especially in the red zone, because those are ones that kill you in big games. Obviously, you'd like to win. We got a lot to get better at offensively, especially starting with me.
Still, the Chiefs are the top team in the conference. They are on a five-game winning streak right now. Soccer World Cup action continues in Qatar.
2014 World Cup champion Germany stayed alive Sunday with a goal in the 83rd minute to draw with Spain 1-1. The Germans are in last place in Group E, but still have hope if they can beat Costa Rica and Spain beats Japan in the third round. Costa Rica bounced back Sunday after giving up 7 goals to Spain in their opener to stun Japan 1-0. So Spain leads the group, followed by Japan, Costa Rica, and Germany. In Group F, Morocco shocked the number 2 team in the world, Belgium 2-0, and Croatia beat Canada 4-1. Alfonso Davies did score Canada's first goal by a man in World Cup history. So after 2 matches, Croatia is in first place, Morocco second, Belgium third. A win over Croatia in match 3 would send Belgium through to the knockout stage. With 2 losses in 2 games, Canada cannot advance. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And we've got basketball tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We start out with coaches' shows. Shocker head women's basketball coach Keitha Adams at 5 o'clock. Shocker men's coach Isaac Brown at 6 o'clock. And then after that, Kansas basketball. Third-ranked Jayhawks hosting Texas Southern. It's all tonight on KFH. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:24 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. New data confirms reasons so many of us are asking people to repeat what they've said. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning. The clock continues to tick toward what could likely be an economy-damaging strike of railroad workers.
Rail workers walking off the job for lack of adequate benefits could lead to more supply chain issues, cost billions of dollars daily, and thousands of jobs. Pennsylvania GOP Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick on Fox News Sunday said he believes President Biden knows the seriousness of this.
This is something that would be of significant concern, you know, economic concern, and certainly therefore political concern for the administration. So I'm sure they're involved.
Congressman Fitzpatrick says Congress won't let the strike happen, even though House members are scheduled to wrap up their business by mid-December. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Shoppers will be reaching for their credit cards as online prices are slashed today on Cyber Monday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with more.
Online retailers are offering some of their best deals of the season. Discounts on computers are expected to reach up to 27% off.
And projections are standing at an estimated $11 billion in online sales. That would make it the biggest Cyber Monday ever.
Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office are investigating a homicide that occurred Thursday morning in Marysville, Kansas.
At approximately 2:30 Thursday morning, a man placed a 911 call to the Marshall County Sheriff's Office from a residence in Marysville requesting medical assistance for his wife. When deputies arrived, they found 57-year-old Jennifer Brown dead from apparent gunshot wounds. Jennifer's husband, 66-year-old Gerald Brown, was arrested for first-degree murder and was booked into the Marshall County Jail pending formal charges. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Protests against China's zero COVID policies continue, causing increased tensions between protesters and police. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
Protests resumed in Shanghai, where the situation has escalated. Police were seen at times shoving demonstrators. Large crowds have gathered in roadways, calling for an end to continuous lockdowns and repeated COVID-19 testing. These rare acts of defiance have been coupled with bold chants, some demanding that President Xi Jinping, along with his Communist Party, step down. Resounding anger over the president's zero COVID policy was amplified after Thursday's deadly apartment fire in the city of Urumqi. 10 were killed, 9 injured in an incident that many claim was made worse because of COVID barriers put into place in that building. In Urumqi, residents had been under lockdown since August.
Chinese government is dedicated to zero COVID, including locking down cities for weeks or months at a stretch.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear sky, we have quiet weather here early on across Wichita and south central Kansas. A nice warm-up expected this afternoon with an increasing south wind, our high 56. Cloudy overnight, our low 46. Then a strong cold front barrels through tomorrow afternoon, sending temperatures diving into the 20s by tomorrow night with a chance of light snow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now clear sky, south wind at 8 miles per hour and 29 degrees. Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 7:35 on this Monday morning. It means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, guys.
So, how was Thanksgiving? Hello?
Uh-oh.
There you go. We've lost the mayor. Is he okay? No. Okay. Well,
he went back for more turkey.
He went back for more turkey. He'll be back soon, we hope. Mr. Mayor, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Oh, that was weird. All right, I'm sorry about that, guys. I got you on speakerphone now. I don't know. Maybe the city manager did something to my phone.
That's probably what happened, yeah. Anyway, speaking of turkey, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. We went on over to Lala's house, and, yeah, I just hung out with the family. I put fake sleeve tattoos on my 7-year-old just to spice things up a little bit. That was fun. But yeah, pretty good time. How about you? How about Thanksgiving for you all?
You know, I'm gonna have to get some of those fake tattoos. Funny, they call fake tattoo sleeves. Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah,
you need to trot that out for a city council meeting some week.
Yeah,
the what?
Trot that out for the city council meeting. It'd be good for a couple of laughs there, huh?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, there's no city council meeting tomorrow. As I understand. So, anything exciting going on this week, or is everybody just taking a breather down there at City Hall?
So you're right. There's no city council meeting this week. Some of the interesting news happening, I guess, at City Hall. Our new police chief is in town, Chief Sullivan. My understanding is he's meeting with folks throughout the department, just trying to get a feel for things. He doesn't officially start until December. He is here, though, just to, you know, get a head start. He has to get, I guess, his Kansas police license or whatnot, so that's getting transferred over. But he's in town, so that's really good. I think it's going to add a lot of positive energy to that department that, frankly, I think has had about 4 police chiefs over the last year. So it's good to see him here. Also, just a reminder for folks who are buying or take advantage of Cyber Monday or buying stuff right now for the holidays, we still have money in our rebates program for appliances. So if you're someone who is out there buying just energy-efficient appliances, you might qualify for a $100 rebate from the city. It's our initiative to try to get folks to help conserve water. And also one of our newest rebates is our electric lawn equipment rebate program. I think it's a $50 rebate. So if you're out there buying leaf blowers or anything along those lines that are electric and you are recycling a gas-powered lawn equipment, then you'll qualify for a $50 rebate as well. So just want to make those known because we still got money in these programs and we want them to be successful.
All right. Now, I'm thinking with this electric lawn thing, but I'm replacing electric equipment. Does that not count then?
I don't think it counts.
Okay.
But right. So pretty much it's for the electric lawn equipment, you can turn in like an old lawnmower or something that, frankly, might not even work anymore, and get the $50 off your electric. It could be a leaf blower, lawnmower. Really, it's a whole list of things. This is a somewhat new program that we just started this year. It's part of our sustainability efforts, of course, and so far it's been successful, but, you know, we want to make sure that it gets the most positive effects as possible, which means we want everyone to take advantage of it while we still have cash in the bank.
I hope the new police chief didn't read the editorial I read in the local newspaper over the weekend, or he might turn around and go back where he came from. there was an editorial that wasn't too nice. I mean, the person kind of pointed out all the problems that the police department's had, And there's no doubt about it. The new guy's got some things to deal with. We'll see how good he is pretty quickly, I guess, huh?
And we, you know, I actually want to work with people who enjoy a challenge. So we made sure when he came in, he got him and the other officer who was interviewed for this really just got some tough questions in our public forum. You know, you have folks in the community who are really focused on lowering crime, but also just justice in general. So I think he knows what he's walking into. The city manager has been in touch with him about different things that have been happening more recently throughout the city. But yeah, I mean, when we're done, we're going to make the best police department in the entire Midwest. We are just lining up the right policy coming in from the third-party Jensen Huge study. We have the right resources. We have more money going into public safety than at any time in our city's history. And we got to line up the right leadership. And this is the result of a national search. And Sullivan, he's towards the end of his career. And he's from a bigger city, which means a couple things. One, he's not going to see anything that he hasn't seen before. And two, he's not going to have that learning curve that other chiefs might have had coming from smaller cities. So we're looking forward to leaning on his experience. He seemed to do really well under pressure from our public forums. And, yeah, there's not going to be any shortage of work. But, again, when we're done, we want to have the safest city that Wichita can be.
We have a story this morning about the city is going to renovate or a little park to the east. To the east? Yeah, to the east of Century 2 there across the street. And move the lunch counter sculpture in there from the sit-in from 1958 at Dockham. So they're going to move it down, and you're going to have a different place for it there. It should be a pretty nice place then, huh?
Yeah, so if you've been downtown on Douglas by the new medical school, you'll see that there's a whole park just being put up to educate folks and really to honor the Dockham sit-in. As most folks know, the Dockham sit-in was one of the very first organized sit-ins at a lunch counter that kicked off the sit-ins for the civil rights movement. There has been a statue somewhat commemorating those sit-ins. However, that statue didn't actually show the people who were doing the sit-in. So it commemorates that, but it's not as as representative of the folks responsible for that successful sit-in as our new park is going to be. But it's a statue that people love. So I'm glad that we can still utilize it and find a place for it, so that people who enjoy checking out that statue and some of the other statues we have throughout town can still enjoy it.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us as always. We will check with you again next Monday here. Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor. Brandon Whipple, Stephen 10 in the Morning here on KNSS 742. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. Coke lands two executives on a mineral company's board. That's on the way. Stephen 10 in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen 10 in the Morning, KNSS 747 here on this Monday. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Kansas City 26, LA Rams 10.
Two.
Six people dead in holiday traffic in South Central Kansas.
One.
Cyber Monday sales expected to top $11 billion. Three big things, Stephen 10 on KNSS.
Traffic volume still pretty high in some places. However, things looking okay out there in traffic. Not seeing any big problems. Do have a stalled out vehicle. Southbound I-235, pretty close to K-42 on southbound I-235. So watch for a potential slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 56 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 45. Tuesday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, again, 56 degrees. Now a clear sky, 29 degrees, a south wind at 8 miles per hour. Hatman Jack's has some great gift ideas this year. With over 50 brands to choose from, they're sure to find that cozy hat that will fit every lifestyle. Gift cards can be purchased at the store, or give them a call and they'll drop it in the mail. Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano. Storms across the country leads to thousands of flight cancellations and delays this holiday weekend. Fox's Business Cheryl Cassone has more.
Messy Thanksgiving weekend for flyers as thousands of flights were delayed Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday alone, 4,404 delayed, 67 canceled. On Sunday, 6,448 flights delayed with 177 canceled. The largest share of delays right here in New York City as rain fell in the area. Rainstorms sweeping across the Atlantic region, the main culprit, with a tough day for travelers in St. Louis and Atlanta in particular.
Post-holiday travel has nearly returned to pre-pandemic levels. Shares skidded in Asia with Hong Kong dipping as much as 4% following weekend protests in various cities over China's strict COVID lockdowns. An abbreviated trading day on Wall Street Friday, the Dow closing down 153 points, S&P down 1, NASDAQ down 59.
Let's get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Koch Industries has placed two executives on the board of a Kansas-based mineral company, this following a large equity investment back in September. The Koch Minerals and Trading Division of the Wichita-based conglomerate took a $252 million stake in Compass Minerals via a stock purchase, and that'll be used to help pay for the opening phase of a lithium project in Utah. Compass Minerals is headquartered in Overland Park. As part of the ongoing relationship with Koch, the company nominated John Chisholm and Shane Wagnon for the board of directors at Compass.
After more than 2 years of dealing with historic challenges tied to the COVID-19 pandemic, the hits keep coming for Wichita area hospitals now. Respiratory syncytial virus, that's the RSV thing, can be especially harmful to young people. And the increasing presence of flu in Kansas, additional viruses acute care hospitals are having to navigate while staffing issues have not gone away. Cheryl Beard, Chief Medical Officer at Ascension Via Christi, said Via Christi's suctioning clinic in place during the pandemic helped its readiness for the earlier than normal RSV wave. So the illnesses are not going away. It's flu season as well. Business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. 7:51 now, Ted. I wanted to mention that last week my nephew came to town. Ryan Forsey is his name. He's just retired from the Air Force. Where he had a real good career. He's working on airplanes. He's an airplane mechanic. He now has a job. His retirement job is in South Carolina, where he's at the Michelin plant there. He's a supervisor or manager. And he and I spent about 45 minutes. He came to town. I haven't seen Ryan in at least 20 years, since he was just a kid, you know. But he came to town, and he calls from the Club Billiards in downtown Wichita and says, "Hey, I'm down here. Can you come down and let's have a beer?" So I said, "Okay." And I went down and we spent some time there, just he and I talking. And then we went to TJ's a couple of doors away and had hamburgers with all my grandkids were there. And
oh, my.
My wife hadn't seen Ryan for years and years and years, or my daughter. And so we had a nice family reunion.
A grand old time.
Yeah. Had some really good burgers, and Ryan was with us. And, yeah, he was – Shelley was reminding us that when he was little, circumstances had it that he was our third child. Shelley treated him like our third kid, so he was with us wherever we went for a while there, and we just, you know, he grew up, he went away, got married, he joined the service. We haven't seen him till just this past weekend. Ryan, good to see him and catch up on what he's been doing. Let's see, I wanted to tell you that. My son Scott and my grandson Reese and I went to see Devotion at the downtown Warren Theater. This is the story true story of Navy pilots during Korea, one a black, the other a white, who became close friends. And when one of them crashed in North Korea, the other one landed his plane, crash-landed his plane, and tried to get him out and couldn't. But it's a great – it's a true story. Yeah, it's a book that Scott and I, my son and I, read a while back. And Scott said at the time, that would make a great movie. And sure enough, a couple of years later, here they made it into a movie. It's good, if you, especially if you like a good story. Some people there were obviously military or ex-military people in the audience at the war. And it's that theater where you get these lounge chairs and you know, they bring the food to you and everything. Yeah, it's different.
It's almost too comfortable.
Yeah.
You can lay there, whoa, this is nice.
But it's a story of, you know, relationships between two guys of different races. And there's some really, the things they can do with effects anymore, you've got these Navy flyers, and they get into a, they're flying the prop planes because the beginning of the war, Korean War, they encounter a MiG. A Russian MiG, and there's a dogfight. I won't tell you what happens, but it's pretty good stuff. We enjoyed it.
Who's in the movie?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't have any idea. The guys were a couple of pretty good actors. And it's,
but you give it a thumbs up.
And the wife of the one man was a very, very nice actress. I give it a thumbs up. I don't know any of the new actors, okay? I didn't catch any names or anything. I know that Zazu Pitts wasn't in the movie, or Guy Kibbe. Today is National French Toast Day.
Okay.
Are you a big fan? I'm
going to tell you, I always feel like it's overrated.
Do you? I think it's pretty good, but yeah, I don't know. If I go to a restaurant, I don't usually order it. My wife will from time to time. But it is. It's
okay.
Eggy bread or omelet bread, yeah. Some people call it. French Toast Day.
Once again, I'd rather have the two things separated. I'd rather have some sort of omelet with some toast on the side. I don't want to combine the two.
You're a purist at breakfast. All right, at 7:55, Steve and Ted in the morning. Keep it here. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted, we have, let's see, what are we going? Oh, we have the latest on the deadly holiday weekend in Kansas traffic. My goodness, at least a half dozen people killed. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll see what the Kansas City Chiefs did yesterday afternoon up at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll check in on the Chiefs, get some highlights coming up in sports.
Plus, as always, entertainment news. The Blur is on the way.
Yeah, coming out of the long holiday weekend, we'll have entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35 this morning.
All that in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.